This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Syrian opposition sources said Russian jets bombed rebel-held northwestern Syria Sunday in the most extensive strikes since a Turkish-Russian deal halted major fighting with a ceasefire nearly 6 months ago. Witnesses said the warplane struck the western outskirts of Idlib city and that there was heavy artillery shelling in mountainous regions in southern Idlib from nearby Syrian army outposts. There are no immediate reports of casualties. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the Security Council Saturday he cannot take any action on a U.S. declaration that all U.N. sanctions on Iran had been reimposed because, quote, there would appear to be uncertainty, end quote, on the issue. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said last month he triggered a 30-day process at the council leading to the return of U.N. sanctions on Iran Saturday evening that would also stop a conventional arms embargo on Tehran from expiring October 18th. But most Security Council members say Washington's move is void because Pompeo used a mechanism agreed under a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers, which the United States quit in 2018. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson says he hopes the international community will support Iran against U.S. government action.
We expect, as it has been shown up until now, the international community and all countries in the world to stand against these reckless actions by the regime in the White House and speak in one voice to stop these actions by the regime in the White House.
You could read more about these stories or any of the news of the day by visiting us at voanews.com.